Okay, so I call the House Resources Committee meeting to order. Today is March 23rd. It is 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon. We are in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Wright, Representative Rauscher, Representative Sadler, Representative Mears, Representative Armstrong, and myself, Chair Tom McKay. We do have a quorum to do business. We have Commissioner Designee Boyle in the audience. I'd like to thank the staff, Justin and Zach, today, and committee aide Ed King for helping us move through our agenda today. Please put your cell phones on silent. Today we have two items on today's agenda, and I appreciate everyone coming after our late floor session. So our first item on today's agenda is House Bill 83, which is CACFA. CACFA! It's CACFA. Oh, my God. Sorry. HB 83, CACFA. Our first item is HB 83 regarding the reauthorization of the Citizen Advisory Commission on Federal Areas. I will now bring House Bill 83 back before the committee. My goal for today is to take public testimony and look to the will of the committee. Public testimony on House Bill 83 is now open. Does any member of the public wish to testify? There is no one in the room that wishes to testify. Zach on the phone? So there is no one on the phone either to testify. So I will now close public testimony on HB 83. Are there any amendments? You only gave me one page, Ed. This one? Sorry. Okay. There appear to be no amendments. I don't believe the sponsor is here to... Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Representative Rauscher. You're going to kill me, George. Do you have any closing comments? Excuse me, Representative. I'm sorry about that.
I really appreciate you, Tom. Thanks. I mean, Representative. Okay. So anyway, I just want to say that it's long overdue. It's been, it ended a while back. We were supposed to re-up it. It is, it's long overdue, and I appreciate it if you guys would, pass this out of committee so it could get well on its way again.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Representative Rauscher. What is the will of the committee, and do I have a motion?
That's from me.
Chairman, I move to report. Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 83, Work Order 33, LS0496. Item A, or number A, a letter A, from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Without objection, HB 83 has been reported from the House Resources Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Now, we will move right into consideration of Commissioner Designee John Boyle. And by the way, thank you, Representative Rauscher.
Thank you.
So our next item, Mr. Boyle, if you move up to the table, please. Thank you. Our next item is consideration of John Boyle as the Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Boyle, please state your name and affiliation for the record and then offer your opening comments. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It's John Boyle. I'm the Commissioner Designee for the Department of Natural Resources. And it's wonderful to be here with you this afternoon. You know, it's kind of enjoyable to be here today. I think it's nice sometimes to have some moments of levity in our public service. Because, you know, all of us here, I think, share a bond. You know, we're here not because of financial remuneration. We're not here, I don't think, to fulfill, you know, vain ambition. You know, all of us here are united in one purpose, and that is to really serve our fellow Alaskans. And, you know, that's a special bond that a responsibility that falls on all of us that accept these positions. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with you and, you know, the administration and others as we look to improve the livelihoods of those that call Alaska their home and, you know, hopefully lead us forward into a brighter future.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Designee John Boyle. Are there any questions for Mr. Boyle? Representative Mears.
Thank you, through the chair. This is more of a comment, but you can address it if you will. I believe the purpose of on the commissioner level is to be much more of a representative of government as a whole rather than partisan interests. And I just wanted to let you know I did have some concerns with some of your comments after the Willow ruling. That was a little over the line into politics, and I hope in the future you stay a little bit more in the neutral zone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Representative Mears. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, through the chair, Commissioner Designee Boyle. I know from personal experience the DNR's mission is to help Alaska fulfill its constitutional obligation to develop its resources for the benefit of all Alaskans. In your role as commissioner, should you be confirmed, what would be your priority to try and advance that mission?
Yeah, thanks, Representative Sadler, through the chair. You know, one of the things that I think we're particularly keen on within DNR right now is really addressing the energy challenge for the state. You know, as many of us know, you know, the high cost of energy is one of the most pressing problems that many of our residents face, and that includes, you know, folks that live on the rail belt, especially in Fairbanks, as many of you know. But of course, also our residents that live in rural communities that are not connected to the grid. When people have to spend more on heating their homes or powering their homes than they actually do on their mortgages, you know, that is not a recipe for sustainability. And I think, you know, one of the more important tasks or one of the more important efforts that we can embark upon at DNR is looking at ways that we can use the incredible endowment of resources that we've been blessed to have as a state and utilize those to you know, provide relief for families, for residents, so that they can have, you know, abundant, affordable energy that enables them to, you know, in turn have more resources to devote to other things in their lives as opposed to just the essentials of keeping the lights on or keeping their homes warm. So I think, you know, really cracking down on the energy challenge that we face and looking for opportunities to expand and grow our energy portfolio to provide those kinds of solutions, I think is one of the more important things that we can be focused on as an agency.
If I may follow up?
Follow up, Rep. Sadler.
Thank you. I appreciate that general orientation. Are there any specific areas in which you would use your commission, your powers as commissioner to advance those very admirable goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of different initiatives that we're currently looking at, you know, many of which we've talked about already somewhat in this committee, in various contexts. You know, I would say one of the areas that we're, you know, looking at right now is, you know, we've talked about Cook Inlet. We've talked about the supply challenges there. You know, we're mindful of the fact that, you know, that there are needs to kind of diversifying our energy portfolio in South Central. So, you know, a lot of what DNR is focused on is going out and laying that groundwork, that foundation for what we can do to look at energy alternatives. In particular, you know, we've introduced a bill that revamps our geothermal leasing practices and procedures and increases our budget there a little bit. I think that's an area that we can really hone in on as a state that sits along the Ring of Fire. I think there's tremendous potential with geothermal, and, you know, not only does it offer, you know, clean and reliable power, but it really, you know, it could be developed at scales that can really make a difference in terms of fulfilling the rail belt's energy needs and actually also providing opportunities for value-added, you know, industry like hydrogen production and things like that. So, you know, that's one area that I'm very keen on. You know, we're also utilizing our team of experts to go out and evaluate areas in the state that have high potential for different sorts of energy. So that could be hydroelectric generation, that could be wind, that could be solar, that could be, you know, obviously working to progress the AKLNG project and having a major gas line in the state. I think there's a number of initiatives there that we're working on, that we're going to continue to work on, that I think will pay big dividends down the road if we can help do a lot of the groundwork that government can really do to delineate and understand what the resource potential is, and then turn around and go out and market that then to the developers and the investors that would come in and actually develop that infrastructure to, you know, provide more energy options for the state.
Okay, thank you. Representative Rauscher has a question.
Yeah, thank you. It's not really a question. I actually just wanted to say that I appreciate you stepping forward, wanting to be the commissioner. It's not an easy job. This is a big endeavor. You're asked to be away from home, your family, a lot of hours, a lot of days, a lot of weeks, a lot of months. And but I would like to say that I've known you for about 6 or 7 years, and we've had a lot of talks, we've had a lot of walks, I've sat in this committee, you've testified before this committee, you've showed interest by actually moving down here many years during session, and you visited the Resource Committee and other committees while you were here. You've taken a great interest in the state of Alaska and what's going on as far as our resources are concerned. I appreciate the fact that you are from the industry that you come from, because then you understand it more, and we don't have to bring someone up the step in that regard. So I believe that's an asset, in my opinion. So I would just like to say that I appreciate what you're doing, and you will probably have my support anyway in this meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Any other questions? Representative McCabe.
Thanks through the chair. So Commissioner Boyles, Commissioner Designee Boyles, I guess for now. I would just want to say thanks as well. Your leadership of your department through this really hard process of explaining the governor's ideas on carbon sequestration has been admirable, in my opinion. And you did a very good job, regardless of where we are on the projects. Watching you and your department and watching them work under you, I think, has been great. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if you're fighting for Alaska, you can say whatever you want. That's what commissioners are supposed to do. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions for Representative Wright?
Thank you, Chair. Through the Chair, Commissioner Designee, I just wanted to say thank you as well. I work alongside with commissioners, and I know some of the sacrifices you will be making. And, you know, I really appreciate that you're willing to, your willingness to serve and stepping up to do this job. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Representative Sadler.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Through the chair, Mr. Boyle, I can see a lot of support for you. I'm optimistic and hopeful for your confirmation. I hope to see you in front of this committee again in future years, but a question I want to put in your ear and have you think about is you are being asked to take the helm at a time when the ship of state is running some rough waters financially, fiscally. So do you have any ideas at this point where you think the DNR might be able to accomplish this mission more effectively, more efficiently, so you can do the good work you do and spend less of the money we don't have much of? Any ideas for how to make the department operate at a lower cost and more efficiency?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, that's a great question. You know, I happen to be somebody who's very optimistic about the future of the state. You know, maybe I'm the one that's a little far afield on this, but you know, you can't. I related in some testimony on Monday. You know, just I had an opportunity when I was flying down here. I was sat in a window seat, and you know, you look out of the airplane, and it was a sunny day, and you know, I think we've all, especially all of us that have been on the Anchorage to Juneau. Commuting circuit have got to appreciate this from time to time, but you look out, you fly over our state, and you see the majestic peaks that just seem to stretch into infinity, and you see the deep blue you know, of the Pacific Ocean and the rich green of our coastal forests. And you can't help but to have an enthusiasm and to recognize the great promise that our state has. And, you know, again, Alaska has been endowed with an incredible array of resources. I mean, we are not a resource-poor state. We're a resource-rich state. And I think with the right management, with the right leadership, with the right direction, you know, we can develop a lot of these resources to not only, you know, bring benefit to our state and to the people that live here, but ultimately to our country, of which we're a part. One of the greatest assets that DNR has is its people. And the one thing that I have been struck with, you know, multiple times in my brief tenure thus far as the commissioner designee is just the high caliber folks that we have working in our departments. And, you know, to their credit, they have been operating, you know, in an environment of austerity now for a number of years. And it's amazing, you know, their commitment, their dedication, they're willing to wear multiple hats and do a lot with what they've been given is remarkable. That being said, you know, I think it for the state, it's always trying to find the right balance between, you know, giving agencies the adequate amount of funding that they need to do their jobs well, you know, versus, you know, using that money for other purposes. And I don't envy the job that you guys have in front of you to try to balance those interests, because I understand how important and how critical that is. But what I can say is that, you know, there's just across the spectrum, whether we're talking about outdoor recreation with our Division of Parks, whether we're talking about enhanced forest management and the potential we have with our carbon offset projects, whether we're talking oil and gas development on the North Slope, whether we're talking mining or mariculture or the myriad other things that we have at our disposal, I think Alaska has an incredible future. I think our brightest days are ahead. I think that notwithstanding some of the chop that we're seeing right now, you know, there's reasons to be hopeful that, you know, with increased oil production, which we fully expect to see on the North Slope, and opportunities for other development and investment, I think that the state is going to be on solid footing. And my hope is that through our responsible management of our resources, we'll continue to grow our economy, we'll continue to build the kind of society that attracts families and young people and you know, makes this the kind of place where our, you know, our kids and our grandkids want to stay and build their lives and start jobs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm optimistic about the future. I think our brightest days are ahead, and I'm looking forward to doing what I can to assist in that process.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Designee Boyle. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Let the record reflect that in accordance with AS 39.05.080, the House Resource Committee held a hearing on John Boyle, Commissioner Designee of the DNR. Signing the committee report testifies to the members' participation in this hearing and does not reflect an intent by any member of the members to vote for or against his confirmation in joint session. Members, please sign the committee report before you leave. So thank you, Mr. Boyle. Is there any other business? All right, seeing none, the next committee meeting will be held at 1 o'clock on Friday, March 24th. I do want to point out for everyone that we will not have a meeting on Friday, March 31st. So we'll have a meeting this Friday at 1 o'clock, no meeting the following Friday. Okay, with that, the meeting is adjourned at 3:04 p.m. Thank you.